Number seven, we are in community development business partners.
From the Director of Community Business Development Partners, requesting authorization to open a bank account with Tri-City National Bank for the microloan program. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development.
Mr. Norris.
Good morning. I'm Rick Norris, Director of Community Business Development Partners, and this item I'm bringing forth to the committee regarding the microloan program. In an effort to do our due diligence to advance the activity associated with the microloan program, we discovered that we need to come to the committee and get permission to open a checking account with Tri-City Bank.
Motion to move approval.
I do have a question.
Sir Bukowski.
Dr. Norris, what is PE after your name? What does that stand for?
A professional engineer.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Sir Watson.
Could you just explain, you have some interest rates listed here. Will those adjust over time, or is that something that is flat for the length of the arrangement?
It is anticipated, associated with the microloan program, that that rate will remain the same.
Okay. We have a motion for approval. Any other, Supervisor Lipscomb?
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't understand what service are they performing other than just being the depository for the loan funds?
Well, in our efforts to, well, initially, supervisor, Mr. Chair and supervisors, initially we were going to use North Milwaukee State Bank. We had an agreement with them. They've been successfully working with us with their revolving loan program, but they elected not to participate in the microloan program. And in our efforts to talk to several institutions, Tri-City Bank was the only one that agreed to work with our program. And so they're working with us with some favorable rates and terms and conditions, and this is the reason why we elected to go with Tri-City Bank.
I guess I thought that the problem with North Milwaukee was that there was, whether it was the loan servicing or the other aspects that we were originally expecting them to do that they didn't want to do, but I didn't think that there was a problem with them as a depository.
Mr. Chair and supervisors, coming in the middle of this situation since I've started, my understanding is that in addition to them being apprehensive in servicing the microloan program, I believe there were some internal things that were going on in North Milwaukee State Bank that we elected to, what raised the concern for us, so we elected to look at other institutions.
Hey, Mr. Chair, I think I know what, I've heard some rumblings myself, but I do feel like we're talking around something else. And I do have some concern. I mean, they are one of the few depositories we have that we could support. It would seem to be parallel to the interests of the program. I mean, I don't know if we talked to Lincoln or, I mean, to Columbia or Seaway about those things as well, but I actually happen to kind of not like Tri-City personally. I've had some bad interaction, but more than that was that I felt like there were other opportunities that were in line with the goals of the program. And so I'm concerned that those were exhausted, I guess.
Mr. Norris, can you go offline and talk with Supervisor Lipscomb and give him a little bit more in-depth reason, please? I know we do not want to make certain things public. Any other questions or comments? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Burkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
Six ayes, one no. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Item number eight.